Phoneboy Speaks, episode 611. Dumb phones still sell. There was some talk that Nokia, or i.e. Microsoft, was going to get out of the dumb phone business. But it turns out that they are actually going to be releasing some new products in that space. Now, they did get rid of some other products that might have made sense when Nokia's mobile phone business was part of Nokia, not Microsoft. And so the parts, this is just, I call it a standard send and end device. It makes and receives phone calls, maybe does text messaging, and that's about it. And the handset cost, unsubsidized is, like $20-$25 or something like that. There's still a huge market for that kind of device. I mean, not everybody can afford a device that's even $25, much less one that's $100. Yeah, you can get a Windows smartphone for about $100, an entry-level one, but that's, the interface of that is going to be way different than, a standard, just regular phone. But, and if Microsoft is still going to get rid of all the different people in those divisions and whatnot, and continue to just crank out these devices, I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, they don't need to. I don't know that they need to iterate those devices all that much. I mean, they are, they're pretty simple cell phones. They've been, Nokia has been building those for a long time. There's still some expertise in that, and maybe someday we can replace most people won't be using those phones. They'll be using some sort of smart device, whether it be one with Windows Phone or iOS or Android or whatever, but there's still a huge market for the low end phone, and definitely they should do it. And so it doesn't surprise me. I mean, this stuff was under development at Nokia before Microsoft acquired that business. And there you go. And so, it makes sense to go through the launch process and get that out. Now, do I expect Nokia to put out or Microsoft to put out more phones like that? Probably not. I don't expect it. I mean, maybe they might, put out a new unit every couple of years or something that has some small iteration. But I think that design has pretty much run its course. I just don't see it getting any, doing much more with it. And, over time, I think the market for dumb phones actually shrinks. But anyway, it's good to see these devices are still out there and people will still buy them. I mean, certainly if I could get my hands on one for that price point as a backup phone, I did probably not that bad of a device, but still, I think they are what they are, and people still need them and people still want them. And so why not? And if you can sell them by the billion, why not? Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.